Join us for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Tammy Rivera and her husband, Waka Flocka Flame.
Yo, you have to let go. Stop worrying about what I'm doing.
As they raise the blinds on their marriage that only prayer and God's grace can solve.
I'm in jail, bro. You know, a woman, she gotta control things. You're like a woman, like when you go out, who you with? Who over there?
So do you feel like she trusts you?
Do I feel like she trusts me? What woman trusts a man?
Well, a lot of women trust a man.
It's not that I'm trying to control things or say something. It's just, I know his heart. I know who he really is. I have to learn how to just let go and let God. But being as though I have trust issues from the past, it's hard to do those things.
So what have you done to make her better?
Creflo Stud, probably.
Changing one life, time after time. Oh Lord, we do it all for you.
Through the trials I see, I'll always believe a new life starts with you.
Oh, change your world today. Change is gonna come your way. Change and get an understanding. His grace will transform you.
Welcome back. Now, here with us today is Tammy Rivera, one of the stars of the hit show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, mother to beautiful 10-year-old daughter and wife of an international music artist who is also here with us today, Waka Flocka Flame. And today, Tammy is going to talk to us about the power of prayer in her and her husband's life. Tammy, Waka, welcome to the Your World Show. Now, it's just that, it's your world. So we want you to take us into your world. What is it like to be the wife of a recording artist, hip-hop, famous guy? I know we had to keep the schools from coming here today. There were three high schools that wanted to come because they heard that Waka Flocka was gonna be on the show today, and we ain't got that many seats. So what are your experiences so far?
I mean, it's just like any relationship, except for it's just in the public eye. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's like a big baby, like a big, having another child, like another 10-year-old.
How you feel about kind of comparing you to another child and a 10-year-old?
You know what? You just don't have a feeling. you let them have it. Uh-huh.
How long have you guys been married?
Almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Been together all 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
But I've been married since I met her, though. Uh-huh. Trust me, it's been like military school.
Don't say that.
But I know.
And so you were saying?
You have Waka, you have Joaquin. He's a Gemini, so he's all types of personalities. But mostly in our household, it's fun, it's great. Like, we love, our love for each other is like crazy, amazing relationship. But then you have, you know, the road and all the other stuff, and you gotta fight through those demons. But for most of all, I mean, I don't see it myself being with no one else. I mean, I see me growing old with him. Like,
so you know, marriage is work, and you don't mind doing the work, right?
I've done a lot. I've been putting overtime already.
Uh-huh. But you're committed to the process.
I am. Even when I want to give up, there's a lot of times so I just like, I can't do this. I'm out the door. But then it's like, I just end up right back. Like, I'm not, this is where I'm supposed to be, and you know.
Well, Waka, where are your experiences as far as, all right, you've been married for 2 years, you've known her for 5 years, and you're in this relationship with this woman that you love. What's going on with you in this marriage so far? Being where you are, dealing with some of the things you have to deal with, and you know that you're committed to this woman.
I feel like I don't got no challenges. But the biggest challenge, if I was to have one, is just being married. Cause I never really had girlfriends in my life. I was still living with my mother, so I'm like, after we go out, we gotta go to my mom's house. So having a wife is just like, my mother was like, that was your woman. So, you know, at the beginning of this relationship, that was a battle. My mother cooking, my girl cooking, now my wife, like, it's like, you know what I mean? But it's fun, though. It's cool. Like, I never grew up with people married around me.
Is it because you didn't grow up with people who were married around you? You didn't have, like, that exposure to what it was supposed to be like?
You know what it is, honest to God, truth? It's like breaking a chain. You know, like they say statistics, 95% of black marriages don't work or because of the man or da-da-da. To me, they want you to believe it so it could really happen. So I just wanted to prove to people, oh, this is wrong. Like, I'm not an angel, you know, but it's practice make perfect at the end of the day.
Yeah. So how has marriage helped you to grow in a sense? I believe marriage makes you better. And the reason why I say that is because you're selfish, mm-hmm. because you're self-centered mm-hmm. until you have to consider other people. Mm-hmm. Now, when you start considering other people, then you're going to find out how selfish you really are.
Yeah.
So how have you grown since you've been married? You go first.
Well, I think personally with me, I had to realize, because he's done a lot in the past and are getting to be married.
And you appreciate that, right?
No, I don't appreciate that.
Oh, okay. So it's the other stuff he's done. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so getting married is like having to be able to let go of that trust. Let God, because as a woman being married, you want to, especially with him being gone on the road and doing a lot, you want to control the situation. And within myself, I had to realize I can't have faith in God and then still trying to control his actions.
Preach.
But, you know, that's my battle constantly as marriage. I mean, us being married more so made it official, whereas though, he knows, like, okay, this is my wife. Like, I have to respect this. For him, I think it makes more of a difference than it, because before we was married, I still felt the same way. Of course, he did too, but as far as having that title with him, it's like, instead of, you can't do certain things because, you know, this is my wife. I can't, you know, you're not going to do certain things because you have a wife now.
Yeah, so you believe marriage brought some restraints.
It brought some restraints. Uh-huh. Not enough, but it uh-huh. brought some.
Well, Waka, how have you grown since you've been married?
I'm in jail, bro. Huh? Save me, Creflo.
You feel like you're in jail?
Nah, it's just like when you marry, it's like the woman just, it just come with like a certificate of craziness. Uh-huh. It's like.
In what way? Now, are you?
It's a good way, it's a good way.
Okay.
You know, they food tastes better. The food get way better.
Okay, when you get married.
But it's just, a woman, she gotta control things. You're like a woman, like when you go out, who you with? Who over there? Like, if I don't pick up the phone, she call my brother, the engineer, she don't play, like, uh-huh. she not playing. Like, it don't matter what it is. Even if I lie, she's going to find out. Uh-huh. I don't know how. I don't know who she knows. I don't know who's helping her. Like, she just find out.
So do you feel like she trusts you?
Do I feel like she trusts me? What woman trusts a man?
Well, a lot of women trust a man. If you ever get in a situation where a woman doesn't trust you, then you're gonna get a whole lot of third degree coming.
And that's where it is.
You see that scar right here? I woke up with that.
You stop lying.
So your woman busting you in the head now?
Yo, the lamp was broke, right? I'm like, yo, the lamp broke, I got a scar. I don't remember.
I can't believe it.
So like I said at the beginning, you guys look like you have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. You need to have a lot of fun. You need to enjoy one another, especially now that you're young, have fun.
Yeah.
But when you deal with a marriage, you are going to have to be committed to the growth of the marriage and to the development of the marriage. Now, when it comes to the roles in the marriage, as far as a wife is concerned mm-hmm. and a husband is concerned, what do you do to minister to him to make him better?
I tell him things like Walker knows. If I say something, whether he listens or not, like there's times where I'm like, oh, that person not really a friend, or watch this person. Or I just get a vibe, but I don't like their energy. And he's like, oh, you always did it. But then he'll come back like, babe, how you know? It's not that I'm trying to control things or say something. It's just, I know his heart. I know who he really is, you know, and I know that he's been on the road and been, you know, in the music industry. There's a lot of demons that come with that. So you're constantly fighting this life, but you still have this life at home. And where my battle come in, and I'm not saying that I do it all the time, is having to pray off. Like, there's times I'm like, I can't do it no more. Like, it's just too much. And I realize, okay, this is what I'm here for. Like,
too much for him or too much for the industry?
Too much for me sometimes,
okay.
You know, like where I just, they're like, you're faced with a lot. You have the media. If, for instance, he could go on the road and take a picture with a girl, and it's all over the media saying, oh, he was with another female or whatever the case may be. And, you know, there's always truth and there's always lies and things. So with me, it's like I said, it's battling a lot of scrutiny. There's a lot that comes with it. So I have to learn how to just let go and let God. But being as though I have trust issues from the past, it's hard to do those things.
What have you done to make her better?
Well, ain't nothing I can do.
There's a lot you can do.
You know what I can do? Stay home.
And that'll make her better.
I'm telling you,
and what you're saying now, I hope you realize what you're saying. What you're saying is, I feel like there's nothing I can do when I'm away from her because she's kind of frustrated. So if I just stay home, she's going to be happy. Is that what you're saying?
Yo, I'm telling you, if it's up to her, she don't have to work. She want to take care of me. And deep down in her heart, I'm telling you right now, she don't want me to work. She want to take care of me.
That's not it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. I'm not complaining,
no.
You know. But I'm telling you, like, I know she don't, it ain't too much she wants. She just want me home. But I know, like, just the life we live, or it's just a lot of people depending on me. My wife, my family, friends, and they kids, and they futures. And it's just a lot. Like, if I stay home, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, our life, it costs. Like, reality plays a major factor with us. And at the end of the day, we know what we signed up for. And when you go against what you signed up for, it's like, fighting reality.
So do you feel like you're the backbone of the family, that, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do because you got folks to take care of?
I have to. Yeah. But I love being home, though. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. That I want to take care of him or that I want him home. I understand he has to do what he has to do. But I just want you, he put so much effort and energy into his work, you know, put that same energy into your household, put that same energy into becoming a better man for our marriage.
So do you feel like you're getting the leftovers?
Sometimes.
Okay. So he'll go out and put his major energy into what he's doing in his craft, and then he come home tired and you get the leftovers.
Like,
oh, Creflo's thug problem. Huh?
Now let me ask you something. You've already said you have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how accurate he was when he said demons, because demons do cause people to have influence in the way they think about certain things, especially from your past. But what does he have to do to give you evidence that he can be trusted? What does he need to do?
Honestly speaking, I don't think there's anything that he can do personally. It's really a growing process. It really comes with change, like complete change. Like
on his part?
On both of our part, because there's some issues, like I said, that I have, and I can't completely trust him if I don't let those things go either.
Okay.
So I'm not just putting it all on him, like, I really want to.
Top three things you need in order for you to resolve this trust issue. Top three things you need in order to resolve the trust issue.
Consistency.
Consistency on his part?
Yes.
In what area?
In every area.
Number two?
Honesty.
Number three?
Being present more, like together more.
So what you're saying is, I need these things in order for me to deal with it. It's not debatable. You're saying to your husband, this is what I need from you in order for it to work.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask him the same thing, because it takes two to dance, and you just expressed your needs and he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to express the three things you need from her in order for this trust issue to be resolved.
You know we're going to argue after this.
I promise you where I'm going with this, I think I'm going to help you. Three things you need in order to resolve this trust issue.
I don't think it's three things, it's one, understanding.
So you just said you don't need
one? Oh, understanding, like, I was raised by a woman, so I know. A woman never let nothing go. They always let it go for the moment, but
be careful, a lot of women in his audience.
Yeah, all these women, see, you bold. All these women right up here talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. I can let something go, you know.
No. They can say whatever they want to say. I'm telling you, I was raised by one. I know what's going on. Like, a woman can let something go, but it always alter their attitude, their ways, their beliefs, their thinking. And no matter what you say or what you do, you always in the back of their mind, that person. Even if you have like one little spice or symptom of it, hey, I knew he was doing it the whole time.
Yeah, because it puts you back like, in that mind frame. Like, if you show a symptom, if we've been here and I know that you've used to doing this, soon as you show a symptom, of course, it's going to put me all the way back into, okay, I remember when he did this.
Yeah, because
he made me feel this way.
You need a new history. Once you do something, then you're going to have to build a new history block by block. Yeah. Because no matter what you do, you're right. It's still in their mind. It's the hurt, the disappointment is still in their mind. So what your husband's asking for, he's like, I want understanding. All right, so that's what he said he needed. Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm going to say something now because you said what you needed. Three, he says, I don't need but one thing, some understanding. Now, before we decipher that and debate it and all that other kind of stuff, I want to say something. I don't want you to ever forget this as long as you live because this is how it works. How he treats you is none of your business. Your business is how you treat him. How she treats you is none of your business. Your business is how you treat her. Now watch what happens now when you put this together. When you get so busy treating one another and respecting one another, and you're not looking at yourself, you've dismissed selfishness and your total focus is one another. So all of a sudden, you know, I had this thing where I went before God, God taffy this and God taffy that. He said, that ain't none of your business. See, while you're getting hurt and offended by what she's doing to you, you're forgetting about how you need to treat her. And if you'll treat her the way she needs to be treated, you'll automatically get it what you need. And so what happens is we spend so much time concerned about how we're being treated, we forget to treat one another with the respect that we need to have. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense.
And so what happens is, now, easier said than done, but I tell you, if you do it, you will discover a whole new level of intimacy in your marriage that you didn't even know was there because it builds character in you. And all of a sudden, see, self-centeredness is the reason for bitterness, even thinking about what people say about you. You have to be self-centered in order for it to affect you. But if you pull yourself out of the center, it doesn't mess with you. If you see, when you're thinking about, well, you know, I don't appreciate what they said about me, I'm hurt, that's because you're in the center. Take yourself out the center, focus on that other person, and what they do won't affect you the way it's affecting you when you're in the center. Now, all couples think, I deserve this and I deserve that, and it's your fault and this, but you hurt me and mom, but you did that to me. And that's, you can just keep going on because what happens is your emotions now take control. I guarantee you, if he won't think about himself and he come home and think, let me run this water for her, let me go get this food for her, let me do what I need to do for her, then you're gonna come home thinking, God, dog, he did that for me. Let me do this for him. Mm-hmm. Let me do that. And you're so busy trying to meet one another's needs, you don't have time to think about your own. See, what happens sometimes, especially in celebrity marriages, you already got a spotlight on you. What you go through, you can't go through privately. Mm-hmm. If it gets out, you got to go through it with everybody else in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you don't want. You don't want to invite the whole world. And you want to have a sense of, you want some anonymity in your marriage. There's certain things you want to keep off limit. It ain't nobody's business mm-hmm. but mine. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so understand, in his profession, mm-hmm. it's what you got to do in order to do what's got to be done. Am I right?
Yeah. Right.
Now, I'm an old dinosaur, but I know if a football player is a football player, there's certain things he's got to do. If a rapper is a rapper, there's certain things he's got to do. He's got to have the image. He's got to have all that stuff. And I know you understand
I
all
get
that.
It, yeah.
Okay.
No.
You don't think she does?
I get it. Let me explain to you my whole thing, my outlook on that. Mm-hmm. It's a job, yeah. Right? You done did all the partying. You done did all the, you know, wild boy stuff. You done did it. It's repetitive, so he, you know, he constantly do it. So now at this point, if there's things that's going to get you in a situation, block it. I understand you got your homies with you, and y'all, when you're performing, you got to have your team with you, and it's fun, and, you know, you guys having fun. But certain things need to be blocked. For instance, if you're doing a show, of course there's girls everywhere. You got your homies with you, tell them, look, y'all take them girls, and y'all go this way. Don't bring them back to the hotel where I'm going to be staying at, just because... If they, for instance, visit a tour bus full of people, if one person do something, they're not going
to
blame that one person. It's
going to
hit him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then that affects me. Like you were saying earlier, oh, you're lame if you do this, you're lame. And I think sometimes he still get that, like, you know, I want to see if I still got it. Or I can't be looking, you know, crazy.
I know I got it, man.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yo, Creflo, not to cut off, right? One thing like, she got to realize, like, I'm not another artist. I'm known for being Waka Flocka. I'm fun. I'm cool. I'm this, that, and the third. That's cool. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But like she go, we go touch a hotel. I'm sleeping on room 12. I can't tell these boys what to do on level 6. Like, I can't, yo, don't bring no
but
girls.
Then it ha-
like,
but then what well, happens is one girl will make her way up to room 12 and take a picture while he sleep.
Nah, negative.
It has happened. It can happen.
That's before you. Listen, like, these girls play games. Like, it was this one girl, right? Yo, I don't know where she came from, like what she was doing. Mind you, she cool with the promoter. So everywhere I'm going, I'm doing a feature. She taking pictures, but she sending to Tammy like she with me.
She taking pictures of his suitcases in his room. And see, that's where I say, now, that's nothing but the devil. Because I'm at home chilling
okay, so
in my happy zone.
I hear what you're saying.
She's stealing my pictures, acting like it's her. She's using reverse psychology of my wife. It is working.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. She got to be able to trust you enough to know that even when some girl comes around you,
exactly.
I'm married to you.
Exactly.
So what she needs to be valued. The worst thing in the world is to devalue a woman. If that woman feels devalued, she's gonna grow claws.
She's
gonna have problems with everything
like
that you do.
I told you that.
So how do you value her? Is to say, all right, there'll be situations like that'll happen. But it's to say this, look, I respect our marriage. I respect you. I want you to understand I will never disrespect you. And whatever happened, I'll figure out what I need to do so that it won't happen again. It's just giving her value. You don't want to just kind of brush it off and make her feel like, well, you ought to just deal with it. I don't know how it happened and it is what it is. Because all of a sudden she's going to feel like, well, you know, you ain't valuing me. This really, really has a potential to being something serious in this marriage.
It has a
big potential. And you've got to figure out how are we going to deal with something like
this. Let it go. She got to.
Can she trust you?
No. If she can't trust me, then what are we doing?
Welcome back. You know, I don't know if I've done an interview like this before, but I sure have enjoyed it. You mentioned something I would love to hear about. How did y'all meet?
South Beach, Miami. It was my first time in Miami. When I first met this man, the first day I met him, he told me, you're going to be my wife. So he was crazy. I'm like, this man don't even know me. Like, he told me, he was like, you're going to be my wife.
But she stayed, though.
Yeah. I liked you. I was walking down the street and he was coming the opposite direction. And when I looked up, somebody just grabbed my hand and I looked up and it was him. He would not, and you want to be honest, he would not let me out of his eyesight like the whole night. He just would not let me go.
So you blew his mind. That's what happened.
Pretty much, I think. He said it was love at first sight, but.
Was it love at first sight?
This could be like Martin. We could have two different
stories. Don't tell the truth. Was it love at first sight?
Yeah, I loved her. Mm-hmm. Immediately, but I ain't have to go how hard she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your arm, 10-minute conversation.
No, you made me go with you everywhere.
You feel what I'm trying to say, Creflo? Okay,
I hear you. I'm not looking at something that's, you know, messed up, but I am looking at some serious concerns. And the concern is when you've been hurt one time, hurt people want to hurt people. When you walk in distrust, you can create an atmosphere of distrust. And so it's important that the marriage be valued above all of the things that you both do.
Above everything.
That this is the most important thing besides God in my life. Now, I'm going to tell you how he feels like, because I'm going to tell you what he feels like. He feels like, all right, when you say stuff like that, it's like, why you got to say that? Because a man don't want to hear about any potential mistakes that he would like to make. What he wants to hear is that, you know what, I support you. I'm going to be there for you. And help me trust you more by doing A, call me when it is, B, do this. B. And then what he's saying is, trust me. Don't go on the social media to try to find out what I'm doing. Call me and ask me, because I respect you enough to tell you the truth.
She don't believe it.
But if you don't talk to her, explain to her, show her your willingness to value her, then she's going to think always the bad things about you, and that's going to feed into that lack of trust, and all of a sudden, see.
Making sure that it never happens again, assuring that. See, that's the thing.
And you want to be able to trust that he's going to do something about that.
Exactly, because these cases, they accumulate, and I feel like if someone knows that there is never, and I do the same thing now since I've been on the show, I have hostings where I host parties. There is never a way I would ever let any man, first of all, because I respect myself first, disrespect my husband in a way of even taking an inappropriate picture or even being able to go back and say, hey, your wife even looked at me a type of way. No one should feel comfortable enough to come to me. Like, for instance, he said the female that was taking pictures, and for her to accumulate, she's around, I'm believing it because
Marge, she looked like Darth Vader too.
It doesn't matter what she looks
so
like.
So you're wondering, why do you think I even want to have anything to do with this person?
It doesn't matter if she looked like Darth Vader. Stop. Why are you trying to make this a joke? I'm serious. So she comes, she sent me a picture once. She said, okay, I was in this hotel room. He said it was a promoter's friend. Cool. She's able to go weeks later and be able to do the same thing. And then
not
a third time.
Not in the hotel room.
Not in the hotel, in the studio.
I'm in the studio. I'm sleeping.
So wouldn't you believe
four
that?
Four in the morning, I'm doing the show. I had to catch a feature for $10,000. You think I ain't finna do it sleepy? So I'm in there. I do the feature. I'm falling asleep. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who here. What's going on? I know my brother here. But this promoter guy, girl, from the opposite of the room, take a picture. I see. I'm like, look at this, man. How is this possible?
What are the odds of this person being around each time and you're allowing
nobody
this to happen?
Nobody do more shows than me. I do like 400 shows a year. I can't help that. I'm known for having the best parties. Like, of course, there's gonna be some wild stuff. People will be hanging off the ceiling like monkeys. I might get caught in a picture all the way in the back like Waldo, but it's my fault. Like, I'm all the way back here. She all the way up there. I'm looking this way. But it's like, come on. I can't dodge it. I'm telling you, I can't dodge it.
Well, let me tell you something.
But I'm wrong sometimes.
Let me
I'm not
tell you
gonna
something.
Lie.
You just,
I'll be wrong.
You
though.
Just, without a shadow of a doubt, took us all the way into your world with the Waldo.
Hey, it's really like
it. It is your world. He already took us in there. I promise you, I got a nephew just like this. And I'm just like, Lord have mercy. Okay, so here's the deal. I don't know if I've ever done an interview like this before. I love it.
I'm gonna tell you a woman, like, step one to have trust for a man, you can't search and seek. You like, honestly, like, social, I'm gonna say social media, social media out. You can't search, see all the pictures.
I'm not,
or see who
I
my
don't.
Friends follow, or who my friends follow. Now you follow her trying to put stuff together. Cause of course, I can say two cups right here, this is the world, and I can put some truth into it. And out of 10 people, I guarantee you 4 to 5 or 6 maybe might believe that lie.
No.
Of course, a lot of false accusations have truth in it. Because you could put people in that bubble. But if you search and too much seeking, come on, man. Like, for instance, I post a picture, right? And I'm in a club. She FaceTime, like, we are in Club Dream. My DJ in there. I text back, I spent on food, smoke, and parking $100, right? Just being funny. Somebody, a girl texts on it, oh, I'm over you, I'm mad. Under the picture, or kissy faces. She's like, oh, who is this girl? How she over you? I'm like, are you crazy? She could be a fan. Like,
no,
yo, she thought, like, she got to the point where she probably sent somebody to follow her, figure out the girl DM'd her. Now they arguing.
So
I'm like, yo, what's going on?
So what would you rather her do?
Why
call you and ask you?
I look on her pictures all the time. I see football players, even celebrities. Oh, my wife is your woman crush Wednesday. But guess what I don't do? I don't go into his picture and I'm like, yo, homie, you disrespect
me. I never do that either.
Because at the end of the day, I invited that. She got on TV. She became this figure. She became this role model. Now she's appealing to a man. And I have to accept that. Because as a man, I put my wife on it. But she have to accept that too. Her husband is appealing to a lot of women. She have to accept that.
And that is no problem with me.
You follow what I'm trying to say?
That is absolutely fine. But a woman's intuition don't never lie. Let me just tell you that.
That's a lie, man.
No, it's not a lie. Now we can clap to that. None of that even matters, because at the end of the day, like I tell people, I have people ask me all the time, oh, well, why do you stay with him if you think he's going to cheat, or you don't, you know, if you don't trust, I can't, or he's doing this, so why you stay there?
I was going to ask that question.
Because I believe in God, and for me to say that I don't believe that he can change, I've seen him change. He's changed tremendously since I've met him. Oh, this man sitting here now was nothing like the man I met 5 years ago, whatsoever. He's changed a lot, and just in that, I thank God for that. He even have a relationship with God now, and that's amazing, and I love that. So for me to say that I won't believe that he will never stop cheating, then it's not like I'm believing God, because I know he can change anything. Mm-hmm. So I know that I'm here for a purpose. I know my marriage is going to work because God put us together.
So where right now is your relationship with God right now?
I think it can always be better.
You're getting ready to see some real interesting changes in the world. Your marriage, your life, your trust where he's concerned? Because here's the deal. We all came up in a church that said you got to do good in order to get good. If you do bad, you're going to get bad. And that's under the law. As a result of Jesus, we're under grace. Mm-hmm. And the grace of God is all about what Jesus has done, and then we have faith in receiving what he has done. Mm-hmm. God's not a destroyer. God's not a killer. God's not trying to make people's lives miserable. God's not even in a bad mood. God loves us, and he wants us to have the very best in our lives. And, you know, once you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you know, you're in. That's as simple as that. And what happens is once you receive the identity portion, you know, I'm in Christ, then your behavior lines up. With most people, they try to change their behavior instead of allowing God to show them their identity. Once you know who you are, your behavior will change. So what I am saying is don't ever let your behavior tell you that you're not who you are in Christ Jesus. But if you're not careful, you'll let your behavior start dictating to you who you are, and you're not. You are in Christ Jesus. You need to grow some more. Maybe you need to get over this. Maybe you need to get over this. But once you get saved, you're in Christ Jesus. And when you believe that and continue to grow, then your behavior will change. So where is God? Have I described it that I have a serious relationship with God, and I'm not perfect. Nobody is. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. I trust him. He's my Lord and my personal Savior, and I trust him to make me what I need to be in my life. Am I pretty accurate with what I'm saying right there?
Yeah, you make sense
okay?
to me.
So in this, you know you're going to encounter all these other people now who are going to try to destroy that. You'll hear things like, you ain't saved. Look at how you're behaving. And what you've got to trust is, I am saved, and be patient with me because God's working on my behavior. He's going to make me what I need to be. Okay.
And that's why I need to let go. I really feel like there's nothing more as a wife that I can do besides trust him.
So what's the answer? What do you do?
I don't think I can do is pray. I don't know what else to do.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You trust God.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means there's no such thing as trust without rest. I enter into a rest and I say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust you. Trust God. See, I trust God more than I trust my wife.
Right.
Because I can trust God, I can trust my wife.
That's how I feel.
And because my wife trusts God, she can trust me. So even if I think I want to go do something, because of her trust for God, he gonna make sure I'm taken care of and do what I'm supposed to do. And so you got to let that go because that can be tormenting.
You
can be at home being tormented while he's out doing stuff that's probably nothing what you think he's doing. But, you know, and you think, well, you know, he did it here. How come he won't do it here? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day,
it's nothing that I can do
right.
to change.
You've got
anyway.
To decide I'm going to either trust God and rest or leave.
Right.
And if you're committed to this marriage like you say you are, mm-hmm. then I'm going to trust God. I'm going to rest. I'm going to consider him more than I consider myself. All the things we talked about. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, those things change a man. A man cannot stay the same. He gonna come home more often. He just can't stay the same. Because I can't believe this wife, first of all, trusting God, she ain't nagging me no more. Nag is a strong word. Is nag a strong word?
It's
Boy,
a strong
no,
word.
It's the accurate word.
It's an accurate word?
Yeah.
So by doing that, you are putting your trust more in God where he is concerned.
Right. And not more into him.
And more into him. And then you're in
the
torment.
I know that's the issue that I have to deal with.
Yeah, you're in the torment.
Yo, I'm telling you, I could go out, right? Wait till I'm like, so go, you want God? I'm like, thanks, babe, thanks. Like, babe.
He is such a liar.
Like, oh, it's like this. Like, she could say, oh, I'm out of here. I can't tell. I'm like, yo, I know you're not going nowhere. But it ain't because I'm cocky and American. Because I got faith in God. I know she's not going nowhere.
So you value this marriage?
Yeah, of course. We displayed it. We on television. Like, if I didn't value it, I would have never put on television and say this to my wife. Like, I don't know what she thinking. Like, sometimes she think, like, nobody know you. I'm your wife. Or
no,
people
I did
don't
not
feel like
that.
We married. Like, who don't feel like we married?
I've been
all over Europe, and people like, I love your wife. Like, old people, young people, it don't matter. Like, I'm like, what role can I do?
I don't care about. See, he's thinking
of that. I love Tammy Pettis. What's next?
I don't care about what people perceive or people knowing. I care about what he's doing to make our marriage. Because a million people can come to me and say, just like a man can come to you and say, oh, you're so beautiful. It doesn't mean nothing to you, but when your husband tells you, it means everything. So that's my whole,
tell you beautiful?
No, you tell me that all the time. All but right, there was cool. a point in our life where I didn't even believe when he said it because I'd have seen him say it to so many other people, women before.
But it's not.
But I've gotten over that. But that's my whole point that I'm trying to make.
She's mad at me. For being a pill and having girlfriends, like that's
you
I ain't
you
do nothing wrong.
Girlfriends.
I'm just saying like female friends. That's a girlfriend.
No,
I'm not saying
no
like, a woman. That is. That's a girlfriend. That's a guy friend. This is my homie. This is my guy friend.
Okay.
Like it's not my fault that I'm just a cool dude. Like
that you have a past.
Yeah, it's not my fault that I have a past, yo. I'm a rock star. I was a rock star. It's not my fault, but I'm a man though. You follow what I'm trying to say?
You don't want to be judged for your past.
I don't care though. At the end of the day, you can't tell me nothing about Walker. Can't nobody ever walk by like, I can't stand him. Guess what? In my mind, I heard it all my career. You follow what I'm trying to say? Oh, Walker, you this or you that, and you that and the third. But I guarantee you, you can't stand in a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying? When I get in front of people and get to talking, they be like, who is this guy? Now, I've been this guy the whole time. It's just that you seen a book and thought that was a negative cover. Nah, people don't take the time, don't take the initiative to sit down and talk and explain themselves. Like, people just don't understand me. You can't understand because I'm not the typical artist. I don't want to hang in here. I don't want to wear the same Cuban link chains. I don't want to hang in a strip club. I like staying in the hood. That's just stuff I love to do. I love the streets. I love to be intimate with people. I take pictures of people because I love the people. They put me where I'm at. So at the end of the day, you can't predict my move because I don't know my next move. I'm going with the flow. This is what God did. I ain't want to be a rapper. I ain't want to be an entertainer. To this day, I didn't. All I wanted to do was change my situation. I don't want $100 million till today. I still don't. I just want to live my life. But like I tell her, you can never imagine what I got to face every day. You can't imagine it. But in your mind, you feel like this is all like going on. Girls, girls, girls. Man, I'm not coming for these women. I'm going to pick this bag up. I be my brother. We trying to get another bag because these bills is flowing in. You follow what I'm trying to say? But the woman don't understand that.
I understand
all she understands.
Because I'm the one that prayed for you
party.
When you
I want to have fun. I want to party. I want to have fun.
But the way you just articulated yourself, what you just said, is stuff that she needs to be assured of all the time. So what do you pray for?
I'm not an angel, though. I've been doing wrong things. I admit it.
I know.
All right.
What do you pray for?
I just realized. Not
no, he asked you what you pray for.
I'm about to tell him right now. I just realized that.
What you pray for?
I'm telling him. He didn't tell
him. He really want to know what you pray for.
What I pray for, my prayer that I say is, Lord, if this is the man that you have for me, change him. And if it's not, then reveal it so that I can move on. Now I realize that what I need to pray, strengthen my marriage. Because we're already there. But at the end of the day, I believe in my marriage. I do. I know that a lot of my struggles come from me putting more trust into him or having more relationship with him than I do God.
Yeah.
Now, I am aware of that. I'm very aware of that. And even when we do go through our things and I'm talking to God, I be feeling like God is telling me, like, see, he can hurt you. He's man, but I'm going to always be here. And at the end of the day, I go right back and I'm asking God again. But when things are okay or when I'm in a good mediation in my, like, a good point in my life, I don't have that same relationship that I have with God. So I know a lot of my faults come from that as well.
Do you believe that God is being faithful and that you have seen some changes in him?
Yes, I have. I 100% like had. When I first met Walker, he wouldn't even talk about God.
See, because I can sense this. I can sense his heart.
Yeah, he has a great heart.
I mean, he's got a big heart. I mean, I'm telling you. you know.
Bro, he
can sit here, he can be funny and hilarious and serious, but at the end of the day, the guy loves people.
He's a good man. And I tell him that all the time. I tell him, you're a good man.
Yeah.
You just need to work on being a good husband.
Is this the woman that you can live with, or is this the woman that you can't live without?
So I gotta think about it.
Oh, really?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I can't even live without this is really my best friend. Like she's cool. Like sometimes we don't talk as husband and wives. Like she's really cool. Like it with me, it ain't about the best looking girls. And I'm not into that. Cause when you grow up, you start seeing like them fine women. They can't even cook.
So I'm not fine.
You beautiful. It's a different okay. Fine being fine.
So what if she gets 280 pounds? You gonna stay with her?
Well, she's not. I love her. She ain't never get like that. She ain't get like that, bro. Like. We ain't even
think. Hey, if that happens, you stay home a little more, right?
If she 280, I'm be 380.
Yeah.
Because then we just fell out. I'm just saying.
Go on.
Yeah, y'all gonna be all right. I got one more question I want to ask each of you. Where does God fit in your future?
In our future?
Mm-hmm. I know where he fits now. You've explained that, where he is now. But even more so in your future.
I mean, I honestly feel like there is nothing that we can do, period, in life without having a relationship with God, whether it's our career, our family, whatever, nothing. So there is no future without God,
that's good.
You know, for me personally. Now, if I can display that more, then I never hide my relationship with God. I always am transparent with it. I don't care what I'm doing.
So what about you?
It's like no position. God is position.
Explain it a little bit more.
At the end of the day, how can you position God? God position you. So by me even voicing an opinion about where he fit in, it's like I have a choice now. To me, you shouldn't have a choice. That's not a choice.
So with you, it's not where God fits, it's where you fit.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. The grace of God is God's unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. It's all of the things that you guys experience. You have to ask yourself, what did I do to be in this position? What did I do to be able to have this? What did I do to have this opportunity? And you've got to realize all good things come from God. And the grace of God positions us in a place. And both of these were great answers. It positions us in a place where we get there and say, wow, I don't even deserve this. Why me? And it's because of God's grace. And I believe, especially with you, you have no idea what God is about to do. Because what he does is he takes you down a road and all of a sudden you turn left and behind a building and you bump into the very reason why you were born. And I think the both of you can prepare yourself to have great influence in the lives of people. I think there are lives that are going to be changed not only from your transparency today, but from your future. And your testimonies will be great, and your marriage will be a testimony to that. And all of the things you experience, God's going to use those things to change lives. Because I see it in him right now. He's an amazing man that will do some amazing things in the future. I pray that God's anointing will be so strong upon your lives, and that you will find yourselves in situations that you will ask, how did I get there? But I want you to always remember, it's God's grace that allowed you to be alive, that allowed you the opportunities, that even gave you the passion for people. But he didn't give you that passion for no reason at all. He gave that passion to you for a reason. You were attracted to the streets and people for a reason. Now you watch how God develops that and how he continues to put and increase your desire for people. It's an amazing thing. I would have never believed in a million years that God would want to use me the way he's using me right now. I never would have believed that. My deal was I didn't like being around a lot of people in the first place or talk to folks. But I'm going to tell you right now, he does very interesting things. And your prayers are not falling to the ground. They will avail much, I guarantee you. And don't you enjoy them and just thank God for them? Now, you may not be exposed to some of the dark, terrible, awesome insides of the worldly industry like music production in your everyday lives, but you've probably had to work somewhere or live with people who introduce spiritual struggle into your life at some point. And just like Tammy, the only way we can overcome the challenges of this life is by getting on our knees and praying to our Heavenly Father. Maybe today was the day you realized that prayer really does work, or maybe you've known that for a while and just needed a refresher of how caring and loving our God is. The good news is, wherever you stand with God, He is always standing with you. He is ready to receive what you're asking, and in turn, give you his best for you. Today, I've put together a collection of resources that walk you through questions you may have about prayer, as well as share the impact of prayer in the life of you and your family. My announcer is coming to tell you all about it, and I want you to get this collection because it will be a blessing to your life.
Today, you met two celebrities married to each other who opened up about issues of trust within their relationship. TV personality Tammy Rivera and her husband, internationally known rap artist Waka Flocka Flame, have been married for 2 years. But the constant spotlight on their private lives have spurned jealousies that have chiseled away their faith in each other. Your own struggle may be no different. Outside situations may have found influence in your relationship, or growing emotional distance may threaten the bond you thought you had. If you are in one of the thousands of relationships at risk, then it's time to take your need to God. It's time to restore the trust and defeat your doubts. Get back the confidence you once had and get ready to fall in love all over again. In this two-part special program, Overcoming Trust Issues in Your Relationship, Creflo Dollar explains how prayer and trusting God first will positively affect you, your relationships, and your marriage. Are you ready to trust again?
There's no such thing as trust without rest. I enter into a rest and I say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust you. Trust God. See, I trust God more than I trust my wife.
For your love gift of just $35, you'll receive Creflo Dollar's riveting 4-DVD series and mini book, The Fulfilling Marriage, that will take you step by step to help you renew your relationship from the inside out.
And so it's important that the marriage be valued above all of the things that you both do.
Next, you'll also receive the new CD series, The Power of Grace-Based Prayer, where Creflo Dollar teaches you how to pray so you may receive full healing, prosperity, and deliverance for you and those you love. This entire collection is certain to bring a brand new intimacy and affection to your marriage. Plus, when you call right now, you will also receive today's entire interview with a special segment of audience questions, completely uncut on DVD. So, you'll get The Fulfilling Marriage 4-DVD and mini book set, Creflo Dollar's powerful audio teaching, The Power of Grace-Based Prayer, and today's entire two-part series, uncut and on DVD, The Overcoming Trust Issues in Your Relationship. And remember, your love gift will directly support this ministry's efforts to bring hope and provision to lives in need across the world, from providing food and clothing to poor families in America, to empowering communities from Kenya to Thailand with key essentials. Creflo Dollar Ministries is on a mission to bring hope to a hopeless world. When you sow your seed into this ministry, you're joining an army of believers who are changing the world every day. Call now to receive this life-changing collection today. Give your relationships a chance. Call right now. When visiting New York and Atlanta, join Creflo Dollar at World Changers Church International. For more information, visit us online at creflodollarministries.org. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.